previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Reserve Bank Governor Lesetja Kganyako has highlighted several key risks to South Africa's economy. Speaking at the bank's annual general meeting, Kganyako warned that government debt and financial institutions' exposure to that debt are key risks to the country's financial stability. He noted that government's expected to pay 382.2 billion rand in interest payments in the budget next year, more than it does on basic education, social protection or health. Kganyako also warned about climate change, saying the SARB plans to include climate risk in its stress testing of financial institutions in the future. He's particularly worried that a climate change-related shock could tip government into a much worse financial position and debt would then spiral completely out of control. Trade and Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau says South Africa and the US have agreed on reviving the bilateral trade and investment framework agreement between the two countries. This is an agreement governing trade relations, and it's in addition to the African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA, which Tau says he's confident will continue to include South Africa. Business Day quotes an independent economist as saying a bilateral trade agreement would provide South Africa with more certainty than AGOA, but he adds would involve having to reciprocate market opening and other concessions, which is not the case with the broader agreement. Another excellent market update from South Africa's largest grocer, Shoprite Checkers. It's told shareholders it's managed another year of more than 10% growth in its local operations, helped by a rapid store expansion and a general pickup in volumes. Shoprite's statement on the Stock Exchange News Service says its core South African supermarket business delivered sales growth of 12% in the year to end June. Online sales from its Checkers 60-60 delivery operation jumped more than 58%. And good news for consumers, the company says price increases have cooled from 7.7% in the first half of the year to 3% at the end of its financial year. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening up 0.2%, the top 40 up 0.3%, London's FTSE down 0.2%. In New York, the S&P 500 down 0.5%, the NASDAQ down 1.3%, the Dow up 0.5%. Tokyo this morning down 0.4%, Hong Kong up a full 2%, Sydney up 1.2%. The US dollar steady at 108 to the euro, the rand at 18.29 to the dollar, 19.81 to the euro, 23.50 to sterling. Gold at 2,416, platinum 968, Bitcoin just over 66,000, and Brent crude oil just under $80 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.